dear service guests, brothers and sisters here at the service site and wherever else you are listening. This is a great joy and a reason for thanks that we have been able to gather together and keep these Opisto services. When you have traveled around this service area, have you noticed these people that are smiling people who are walking around with a blue vests, younger or older people? These haven't been seen earlier at the Opisto services. They have a new duty. Have you wondered who are they and what are they doing? They have many of these blue vests have been students that have studied here in previous years at the Opisto, and they're of all ages. These blue-vested young girls and boys are selling raffles. They are selling raffles for the support of the Opisto work. They have wanted, for their own part, to support and take responsibility for the Opisto work. And the arrangement of these services are based on this, that everyone in their own turn takes responsibility and does their own part with these gifts and skills that they have been asked to serve with. The Opisto's duty, according to our strategy, to offer education that goes according to Christian values and teach them responsibility in society and social development so they would not be isolated. And during these last years, we have wanted to fulfill this. In this coming fall, we will be renewing our strategy, and if you want to affect this, you can get in contact with the contact person for Opisto work in your area. Education is offered through our basic Opisto year and through short courses, and also the camps from the SRK camps are also arranged here at the Opisto, Ranawa Opisto. This Christian teaching is a basic, the core matter of our education here for the students and for our whole group of back supporting group. During the last years, we had about 136 students this past year, and our students, we did a questionnaire to our students, and over 90% considered this Christian upbringing to be very important. And one of the most important things rose the question, discussions about matters of faith and courage to ask for forgiveness for one's own self and to be strengthened in the life of faith. And these are the things these students have brought out. During this Opisto year, there's also this development of students, and in different paths, different things are taught. The Christian youth, and as well as you older people, there are many gifts which we can at the Opisto services enjoy. These information and skills which are taught during the Opisto year, they can be turned into the whole Zion's joy and benefit. These teaching of the values of Christianity and skills and knowledge, there are other important things to learn and goals. And in the strategy which I read, it was mentioned that there's responsibility and participation and to prevent isolation. And this feedback, which I received, that 97 said that they received new and trustworthy friends. And this is emphasized in their verbal feedback, that during the year we have received good new friends and my social skills have improved and I've been able to become braver to present in front of people. And we could say that this Opisto did and achieve those things, those goals that have been established. And it's also, we must notice this, that it doesn't happen for everyone. And not everyone received everything that they would have wanted to get. In our feedback, there were those portions where things should be developed and improved. If I would give one example, there needs to be more of a own time. When we look at the entirety of this, we had a very successful year, which was blessed by God. It was a warm-spirited and very active year. And so have the confirmation camp, where I was able to be a priest at this this year. This coming Opisto year, the amount of applicants had increased again, but we have received some more places at our Opistos. In about a month from now, 147 students will be coming to this Opisto. Together with our Opisto, our three Opistos, 100 new students are able to come, and we can be thankful for this. Nevertheless, many this spring also had to be disappointed when they didn't receive an Opisto, a place to study at the Opisto. And I would like to say to you who didn't get in, you can be of trusting mind towards the Heavenly Father, that He has His own plan for you, even though you might have this disappointment and a difficult to understand this at this time. But and there are also you parents who are disappointed. God knows the path of your child and wants the best for them. The Opisto isn't only a school for the youth. Every year we have people who come for camps and courses of people of many ages. There are many different types of courses offered. And if you find, and we are hoping for feedback for new courses. Another main duty of the Opisto are these short courses, and you learn new skills and knowledge and improve the older skills and get to know friends in faith and enjoy the food at the Opisto. And the hobby possibilities here in this beautiful, lavish nature. We are very thankful also for the course servants that have volunteered their time to coordinate the courses. There are also these online courses. And there's intention to continue these. Along with these different courses are the preparation courses for these summer services. And the main reason for these services is the same from year to year, that we would be able to quiet around the comforting and strengthening and calling word of God. And so it has been able to happen at these services. We have been able to keep this celebration in these Opisto fields. The services have demand a lot of work and effort and in preparation for different types of weather. But nevertheless, things can happen which we haven't been able to plan for. Many of you remember last summer at the Opisto services where the water to this area suddenly was cut off. About the time when I kept my speech, we were able to get through this with some creative functions. Nevertheless, it demands of the service guests, which we speak of a lot, resilience and ability to get through some changing and quick situations. We thank you, service guests, for your long suffering and your flexibility, which you showed last year. Many service guests brought this out with a little glint in their eye that it was quite demanding when people were standing in the line for the bathroom and somebody said, kind of jokingly, people are lining up, even though that they have these pails, their own pails, and they're lining up at the bathroom. We got heard that there are professional people in plumbing and building that they would like to come and correct this matter with problem with our water pressure here at the Opisto services. The water to flush our bathroom comes from the lake, and it helps our difficulty with having enough water. There are many other things that we had to prepare for and need to prepare for. Another thing, the lacking of showering facilities. And now for these services, a new shower building has been prepared for the service guests. And the service committee took a lot of responsibility for this. We still have the desire to develop the service area, that there would be the service guests would have be able to get by well here and enjoy being here. Our buildings and our the importance is not these buildings, but what happens here. And our main duty is succeeds. If you look towards the main building and look at the roof, what do you see? I think you see, as I have seen, that this roof needs to be improved. And there have been many inspections, and it has been said that this roof needs to be replaced. That we can succeed in doing this, we need healthy and secure spaces here. And there are, of course, other things that we need to improve. We don't have to put a new wood chip furnace, but it needs some improvement. A new silo has been built, but there are many new things that we need to improve and remodel. And if we are able to keep this amount of students to come each year, we will have to consider increasing the lodging space here. And these investments, which I am telling you about, are connected with these people in blue vests who are selling raffles for the roof and building the silo for the wood chip furnace. And through this raffle, we will be able to defray some of the expenses and we'll need to take a loan to also. Another good way to support the Opisto is become a member of our association. In addition, we need workers. The Opisto, from time to time, has workplaces advertised. If you want to work in a beautiful Lapland, follow the advertisements that are on our webpage. For example, this fall, more than likely, we will need to hire a new caretaker. And for this season, we're trying to prepare a substitute ring where we can get people to come and be a substitute for different workers and these things will be also informed on our webpage. The Heavenly Father has blessed his Opisto work at the Ranoa Opisto and also at the other believers' Opistos. The Heavenly, through the support of you brothers and sisters, is irreplaceable. And without it, we could not do this work. These Opisto services and the courses for the each year could be possible. With you would not remember the Opisto work and support it. It's a reason for thanks. Humbly, I want to thank you for this love and this care which you, over this past year, have shown the Opisto. A special thanks to those of you who have arranged these services. A year and a half, we have prepared for these services. And this weekend is a time of celebration, and we can celebrate. A great thanks also to the officials who are doing mutual work with us for your support and help which you have given us. Thanks also for you neighbors of the Opisto and people in Ranoa for your patience for this yearly annual occasion. And it affects the life in Ranoa, and you are warmly welcome to come to this service occasion. The greatest thanks belongs to our Heavenly Father, who has blessed our work and blessed these services, and through which these are possible.